cover ear. There's no like big rush, there's no like Gadol HaDor there in that city. So mainly when you manazif money there, you didn't mean al manas to give it to that big great person. You meant to take it back home to your city. But if in the city when you were in San Francisco, there was a big rov there, a chavir ear, then tinosan the chavir ear. Then the lacher is mistam, you meant to give it to that Talmud Chochem, that Rashi says, hamasasik b'tzorchei tibur. If there's a big Talmud Chochem taking care of the city, so mistam, you meant to give it to him. So Rav Huna said like this, the kol shechein, the aniyah didiyu, didchu alai smichi. And I'm glad to hear that the aniyim in your city and the aniyim in my city both come on to rely on me that I should give them the tzedakah. So for sure, the tzedakah you are menadiv should go to me, Rav Huna, and he has the right to give out the tzedakah to the aniyim that he sees fit to. Right. So to Mishnah. Ein moichrin esho rabim liyochid. Something that belongs to a rabbin. Let's say you have a shul that belongs to the rabbin. You're not allowed to sell the shul to another person to use it for yochid, to become a private shul. Because you're taken away from his kedusha. If anything that's used for rabbin, you can't sell it to a yochid. Let's say you have a sefer Torah that belongs to a rabbin, or no, an akedush that belongs to a rabbin. You're not allowed to sell it to a private person, because you're taken away from his kedusha. In other words, something that's done by rabbin with a minion, the shechimir is there, it's davish of kedusha, it has more kedusha on it. If we're going to use it privately now, it doesn't have that much kedusha. Divrei Rebbe Meir, this is Rebbe Meir's shita. Amru loy, the Chum said back to Rebbe Meir, in came if so, af loy miyir gadol liyir katana. Not only from Rabim to Yochid it should be Yosar, but even from a big city to a small city. Like even though there's a minyan in a small city, but l'chur etzayin adayma, a rabbin, 1,000 people doing a mitzvah together, then only 100 people doing a mitzvah together. So if you go bossa numbers, you shouldn't be allowed to sell a sefer Torah that came from a congregation, a shul of 1,000 people, to a shul of only 500 people. So Gemara says, shapa karmale rabbon rameya, the rabbon has very good that's rameya. Like why do you rameya only say from a rabbin to a yochid not? But mashma from one rabbin to another rabbin, you are allowed to sell it, even though the second rabbin is not as great as the first rabbin. So the Gemara answers like this: for Rabbi Meir, Meir gedola liyir katana, miikara kedisha, hashtanami kedisha. No, if the sefer Torah was first used in a big rabbin, and now you're selling it to a small rabbin, to a city, but I could put him in that small city, a minion's going to use it. So since it's being used by a minion, it has kedisha. If you want to sell a sefer Torah that was used by a rabbin to a private person, liyochid, the klal is lek kedusha. But a yochid that has no kedusha, that's what's awesome. Rashi says lek kedusha. You can't say kaddish baruch hu in less than a minyan. So therefore, a shul that was used by a rabbin has kedusha. Mashenk in a private basic knesset doesn't have that much kedusha. So that's what's meyer svara. You can't sell a rabbin bika shul to a yochid, because you're taking away his kedusha. Mashen came from 1,000 people to 500 people, since even the 500 has kedusha, he's not machalik between a little bit more and a little bit less. For Rabbanan, Rabbanan said like this, once you make a difference between kedusha and not kedusha, the Rabbanan said, between a lot and a little kedusha also you should make a chilek. Mishum, beroivam habis melech. Because the klal is, the more people you have there when you do the mitzvah, the bigger the mitzvah is, the greater the mitzvah is, the more kedusha it has. Therefore, the Rabbanan svar is, if you have a sefer Torah that was used by 1,000 people, you should not be allowed to sell it now to only 500 people, because there's less kedusha in the mitzvah. The Rashi says, Rabbanan, Amri, iikol lemechesh ben rab lamat, hochinam iikol lemechesh, mishum beroivam hadras melech, v'loi mishkachas mechiru v'eta knesset elo, you could never sell a shul. El lechashinon, and we're not afraid about this. Even the shakel demei omalilo b'kedusha mula kol debor lakech oved chutz medal debor katoni b'seifim. The Rabbanan shita is no. Avi is selling the shul and you get money instead. So the kedusha like goes off the shul onto the money, and therefore the shul has no more kedusha. You can do whatever you want with it, like we'll see in the next mishnah. Only four things big to mavazer it that you can't do, but otherwise you can do whatever you want with it. But the main svar is no. That a chiluk between 10 and not 10 is the difference between kedusha and not kedusha. Just a chiluk between 1,000 and 500, sure there's a difference, but not that much of a difference. What's a chiluk here? It's a chiddush here that in the halacha of Roivam Hadras Melech, The mitzvah, a different type of a mitzvah, there's more kedusha in the mitzvah. It's not just a hiddur, it's something nicer to do a mitzvah with a lot of people. Here the rabbanon hold that if the sefer Torah was used by 1,000 people, you now want to sell it to 2,500 people now. Because the mitzvah that's being done by rabbanon, the pshat is, every single mitzvah there, it's a bigger mitzvah. There's more kedusha there, the more people are there, the bigger the mitzvah itself is. Because what Meir says, true, is a bigger difference. But it's not machalik, since both of them have kedusha, you could sell from a big to a small. Just from not from a minion to a yochid, that's what's awesome. Mishnah Vayta. Ein moichrin beis ha-kneses el ha-tanai. You're only allowed to sell a shul only on a tanai. El ha-tanai. What's the tanai mean? That shim yirtsu yachziru. That if you never want it back, they'll have to sell it back to you. So Rashi says el ha-tanai. V'yafilu me'rabim l'rabim. Afilu, you want to sell a shul from one rabbin to another rabbin, that the chur is no yiridin kedusha. You're allowed to sell it from one rabbin to another rabbin. Still, it's also Rameya mechiras chalutin. Rameya says you're not allowed to sell it a complete sale. The derech bizoyinu koloimar einan ve'ena v'klun. It's not nice to be mevazah the shul. You have to say it's you. A shul means nothing. That's why you're selling it completely. So you're being mevazah the shul by selling it. So what you have to do is, if you want to sell it, you have to make a condition as if to say, I still love the shul. If for any reason I would want it again, I want to be able to buy it back again. If I'm only selling it to you on a condition that I'm not going to need it. But I'm making a tanai shim yir tzayachziru. That if I need the shul back again, we have a right to get it back from you. Then it's not a bizoyin to sell it. That's what Meir Shita. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say no. Moichre noisoi mimcharoylam. You're allowed to sell the shul for always. That's not called a bizoyin. You're selling the shul, it's mutter. Shrashi liyachid, you can sell to a private person even. Or the chol, tashmas, anything he wants to do with it. Like before, I said before, the chum holds, when you sell the shul, the kedusha goes off the shul onto the money. The shul has no more kedusha. So you can even sell it to a yachid also. Avachutz miyabor dvorim. There are four things that you can't sell, that the person that buys it can't make one of these four things out of the shul. Lemercha, you can't make it into a bathhouse now. Or Lebruski, you can't make it to a place that you tan the skin. It smells very bad. Letzfili, you can't make it for mikveh there. Or Lebeis Hamayim. You can't make it, Lebeis Hamayim, Rashi says, Letfisa, either like a laundry house where you clean your clothing there. And I'm in Lebeis Meraglayim. You can't make a place that you can let out the Meraglayim of your body go there. You can't make it. You can't make the room into a place to mat the Meraglayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Moshe Noisa Leshem Chotzer. What you have to do is sell the shul to be a chutzner. You make it like it's just Abi, the person buys it, has in mind to use it for a chutzner. That's what the Moshe has to have in mind. But the Yudas, Lakech, when he buys it, he can do whatever he wants with it. Even these four things also. Now, the main thing is you can't sell directly for these things. But if you sell Stam, then the sale takes place. We say the Gdusha goes off the shul onto the money. Now he can do whatever he wants with the shul. Afterwards, he can make whatever he wants from the shul. He can do what he wants with it. Yes, yeah, so up to the Gemara now. Moshe says now, the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shito, Heshi Daribo, how could the people like live in the shul? How could they sit inside the shul? What's the problem? The heavy law, not a shul now, you sold the shul for somebody to use whatever he wants to. So the person that built the shul now has a right to live there. So the question is, how could the person live there? It's actually Dari Boros, even if you sold it for other people to use it for shul, how could they live there? For heavy law ribis. There should be an issue of ribis. Remeya says when you sell the shul, you have to make a tanai that whenever you want, you could buy it back. So really, it looks as if when the guy gave you the money, he only gave it to you like a teres halvor. As if to say that after the year, whatever you want, you give back the money. So in between now, it looks as if the guy lent you the money, and he was using the house in between, so it looks like ribbis. So, Rabbi Yechon says, Rabbi Meir b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah, when you sell the basic nesset to somebody else, like you sold the shul, let's say, to Reuven. So now Reuven paid you $1,000, and Reuven is living in the house. So Rabbi Meir says that tanai is, that let's say a year later, I want to buy back the shul, so I give you back the $1,000 to this Reuven, and you get the shul back. So it looks as if when Reuven gave the $1,000, he like lent the money for a year. And at the end of the year, you're paying back the $1,000. But in between, during that year, Reuven lived in the house. So it looks like ribbis. Like, since he lent you the money for a year, it looks like because of the lender the money, you gave him back ribbis, interest, that you let him live in the house. That's the way it looks. So how could it may be matrit? The Torah says it may hold the shita of Yehuda Amro. The Amro of Yehuda holds sadecha beribis mutter. In a case like this, it's taka mutter. Sadecha means there's only one chance there will be interest, and there's one chance there won't be. And before, we're not talking about a real halvor here. He didn't really lend the money. Really, you made a mechira, you sold it. Like the people now owning the shul sold the shul to Reuven. So really, when Reuven gave the $1,000 back to them, he wasn't really lending them money. It wasn't a real halvor. It was the mechira. So when you really make it a mechira, there's no ribbis deraisa. It's only, it looks like ribbis derabonin. So with the rabbonin, we say if it's only tzadecha, there's only one chance it'll be ribbis. But there's another chance it won't be ribbis. Then it's mutter. Like over here. On the Tanai that the people will never ask for the shul back again, so it's not ribbis. Reuven now paid $1,000 for the shul, and as far as Reuven is concerned, the reason why he's living there now is because he bought it. It's a mechira. And on the side, they don't decide to give back the money. There's no ribbis involved. Then Reuven is living there with the beheter. What's the side of the ribbis? That maybe they'll decide later they want to buy the shul back again, so they're going to give back to Reuven the $1,000. So it looks like it was just a halvor, and since Reuven lived in between there, that's the ribbis. So that's only tzadech, and it's a possibility, but it's not for sure what happened. So if you deshitur it, tzadech of the ribbis, duch mechira, duch mechris mutter. The Tanya will end like this. If you borrowed $1,000 from your friend, and instead of paying him back the money, you let the person hold on to one of your fields, and you told the person, listen, if I don't pay you back the $100 within a certain time, within a month, this field is yours, like I'm selling you the field. Instead of the money, I'm giving you the field. So lachar is like this. Bizman sheh moicher oichel peiris, bizman the moicher, which here means the loiver when he eats the peiris mutter. That everything is alright, because the malva, the one that lent the money, is not eating the fruits. But lokeich oichel peiris, let's say the lokeich means the one that lent the money, the malva. Because Reuven gave $100 to Shimon, and Shimon didn't have money to pay back, so Shimon gave Reuven back a field, and told Reuven... If you lent $100 from your friend, and instead of paying him back, you gave him back a field, so it's like this. Bizman she meicher recha peris, bizman the meicher. The loiver eats the peris, there's no ribbis, it's mutter. Lokeach recha peris. When lokeach, that's the one that the malva. There's Reuven that lent money to Shimon. Now, when Shimon gives him back the field, if Reuven is going to eat the fruits, it's also. Because it looks like ribbis. Because maybe at the end of the month, Shimon will give back the $100. So then, it looks like a pure halvor. And in between, Reuven was eating fruits from the field for ribbis, so that's awesome. Even though it's only a doubt if it'll be ribbis, because it could be that Shimon won't pay back the money, and he'll let Reuven keep the field with teras and echer, then it was mutter. So even though it's san echer, the Tanakhama said it's awesome. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Afilo lokeach echer peris. Even if the meicher, the lokeach, the malvim, Reuven, the one that lent the money, he lent the money to Shimon, and Shimon gave him back a field instead. Even though now Reuven is eating the fruits off the field, so it's mutter. Why? Because it's only called tzadecha beribis. It's not vabe, they'll be ribis. Like what happened here? Reuven lent $100. But at that time, Shimon said, listen, if I don't have money to pay you back within a month, the field that I'm giving you is your field. In other words, he meant like a mecher. Really, it looks like a mecher. I'm selling you now the field for $100. Just I'm making it tonight that if I want to buy it back within a month, I'll give you back the money and get back the field. So it's like this. Oh, that Tzad Shimon doesn't give back the money later. So it's a real mechira. So then Shimon sold the field for $100. And after Reuven ate the fruits in between, was the heter gavur, was mamash mechira. But on the Tzad Shimon decides to pay back the money later. So he gives back the $100. Then there's no sale. The mechira was never chal. So it's only considered like halvor the whole time, and therefore it's also to eat the fruits.
Yeah.
Is it mutter or not? It's a machlekes here. Reb Yehuda says it's mutter. The Tanakhama says it's also. Reb Yehuda says it's mutter. Reb Yehuda in there. I feel like a pair of mutter. It's mutter. That's what we're saying now. And our Mishnah Ramei holds like a Yehuda, that Sad Echad Ribbis, since there's only a doubt, that will really be Ribbis or not, it's like a Mutter. It's only a Ribbis to Rabbon, it's only Derech Mecher, it's not a real Halvor, where it's only Derech Mecher, Rabbi Yehuda, Sad Echad Ribbis is Mutter. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rosh Hashit, at least in Bav Metziah. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda, Maitza Bebitos Ben Zoinin, it was a story like this, she also Sodeo Mecher, that she lent money, and the person gave her back the field, Al Pir Rav Loza Ben Azariah, for Lokeach HaRaparis, and that was the story, that Lokeach the Malva ate the fruits. So you see it's Mutter, there's no Ribbis. Or Mullah, they sent back to Yehuda, Misham Ryan, from that case you want to bring a proof. I tell you the story there was, Moicher HaRaparis, that was not the case that the Moicher, the Lokeach. It was the Moicher, the Loiver ate the Paris. V'loi Lokeach and not the Malva. So Mel, there's no Shiloh of Ribbis altogether there. But Enechnami, this is the Rabbanan Shita, they hold, Tzadech of Ribbis is also. So on the Tzad, you give $100 for a field, but the person has a right to buy the field back anytime he wants, so it's a suffix if it's going to be Ribbis or not. On the Tzad, the guy gives his money back again, so now there was never a Mechira, it was only a Halvor, and the fruits you ate was like Ribbis. The other side is, no, maybe he won't pay back the money, and it's a Mecher right away, it's Mutter. That's the machlekes of Yehuda and the Rabbanim, it's Mutter or not. So Mora says, my benayu, what's the machlekes between the two of them? The last machlekes is, Tzad Echad Beribis Ika benayu. This machlekes. Ma Sova Tzad Echad Beribis Mutter. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, since it's only a chance if there'll be Ribis or not, it's not for sure there'll be interest here. Therefore it's Mutter. Well, Ma Sova, the Rabbanim say no. Tzad Echad Beribis also, even a doubt about Ribis is also also. Tzad Echad is also also. Rav says the biggest thing. No, I tell you the Kuliyam, Tzadech and Ribbis also. Everybody holds Tzadech and Ribbis is also. Even if it's only a doubt if there'll be Ribbis, still it's also. Tzihocho Ribbis Amanas Lahachzer Mikivanayu. Here the Shaler is, Rabbi Yehuda is only out there like this. That the person say, even later when he gives back the money, so then if the Mechir was not Chal, he says, then Yishna, I'll give you back the Demei Peris that he ate also. In other words, Reuven lent $100 to Shimon. Now Shimon gave him back a field. So now Reuven says, this field, I'm only eating the fruits if you don't ever pay me back. Then it's the Mechira. But on the side later, next month, you pay me back the money, so then the Mechira is not a Mechira, the field goes back to you, so for sure I'll pay you back also all the fruits that I ate. So I'm not keeping Ribbis. I'm going to pay you back the Ribbis. That's the Machloikis. Ma Sova Ribbis Amanas Lach Semuta. The Yehuda Shita is that, even on the side he ate the fruits, but he says he's going to pay it back to you. Because if he's paying it back to you, Tzadech and Beribis, where it's Amanas Lahachzer, it's Mutter. Well, Ma'asavar Osir, I want to say no, still it's Osir. Even though the Meister, he says he'll pay it back to you, but the Meister at the time, when you're eating the fruits, it looks like you're eating Ribbis, that's Osir. Even though you say you pay back the Ribbis later, you're not allowed to take Ribbis, Amanas Lahachzer later. Fight to the Chom Maimrim, Moichrin Oisai Memcharelem. The Chom said, no, you're allowed to sell a shul, a complete sale. Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Mutter liyodom lahashtin mayim b'teruch da'or amas shal tefila. Even if a person daven, not in a shul, talking about outside in the fields, if you daven someplace, and then after davening you have to be matal, mer raglayim, let the water out of your body, you're allowed to. Mutter liyodom lahashtin mayim b'teruch da'or amas shal tefila. Even though he's in the da'or amas, it's Rashi lachazman. After you finished, you're allowed to be mashtin there. After you finish davening, you're allowed to be mashtin there. After you wait a certain amount of time, we'll soon see, you'll have to be mashtun there. Omer Rav Yosef, Maika mashtun, what's your Chiddush? Tanini, we learned already, that Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Moichrin Oisa L'Shum Chotzer, you're allowed to sell the shul, so you tell the person, use it for a chotzer, for a garden, or for a chotzer, for L'Keach Mashiyot Tzayatze, and the person that buys it, then can do whatever he wants with it. V'yafil L'Rabbonin, even according to Rabbonin Shittin, he can't do this, he can't sell it, to be used for a Beis HaKisei like, the only said in the basic Knesset that was used, the Kviyas to daven that had such Kedusha, you can't later change it over into a basic Kisei. Avol Dover Achar, of a Dal Ramis, or Dal Ramis, to like Kviyak the Josayu, stand the fact you want daven outside in a place that's not a Kvu, you don't always daven there, it doesn't have a Kedusha. Loi Tony, it didn't say there Loi, it didn't say there that it's also. Like Pshita you're allowed to. That if you get finished davening outside on the street that has no Kedusha there, that Mokim, if you have to be Matam, Eraglayim, it's Mutter. Gemara says, Toni Tona Kaimo de Rav Nachman. They said over in front of Rav Nachman that I'm a spal of somebody's davening, Machid Dal Dama Sumashtin. That after you get finished davening, you should go away, move away from the place where you daven Dal Ramas, and there you should be Mashtin. But not in the same place where you finish davening. And if somebody first goes like his matum, eraglayim, then he wants to daven, he has to walk away daldamas, then he has to daven. These are the two halachas he said. So he said back like this, Omalei, Bishlei maha mashdin, machid daldamas umispalel, Bishlei, you understand, if your first was matum eraglayim, so there's water on the ground, you're not allowed to daven there, you have to walk away daldamas. Tanina, we learned this already, Gemara Brachis, that kama yarchik mehen, how far do you have to go away from Eraglayim, whom then atsoya and from the waste of the body? Daladamas, you have to go away Daladamas, then you can daven. Even if your back is towards it, it's in back of you, you can't daven unless you're away Daladamas. So that's good. If you're mashtin first, you have to walk away Daladamas from that place and then daven. Elohim espalo, machu Daladamas umashtin, but it says if you first got finished davening, then when you want to be matam eraglayim, it says you have to walk away from that place, daladamas. Lomali, why? Ihochi kidashtinu lakuna shril denadoi. Isn't it going to tell me that if you daven the outside in the street, then once you daven they gave that makam kedushon, that you can't be matam eraglayim there anymore, so come out, you can never make like in the street? So oh, nadoi, all the streets in nadoi, you should never be able to be matam eraglayim? Because over drachim daven there in the streets. So if davening one time gives the kedusha, you shouldn't be able to be matam eraglayim in the streets. So the Gemara says like this: Einachnami. It means tana yishoy. It doesn't mean you have to go away from that makam. The place that you daven in the street has no kedusha at all. You're allowed to afterwards be matam eraglayim there. It just means after you get finished davening, you should wait the time it takes you to walk daladamis and then be mashtin. Don't be mashtin as soon as you get finished davening. So Gemara explains why. That's good. That if you first be matam eraglayim, then you want to daven, you have to wait daladamis, like to make sure that all everything came out of you, that there's no more drops coming out of the body, so you have to wait until the shear of walking daladamis, then you can start davening. That's good if you are matam eraglayim first. Elo mispalo. But if you are davening first, and then you have to be matam eraglayim, it says you should first wait, and then be matam daladamas later. Why do you have to wait for this time? Lomali. The pshat is, even after you got finished davening, your mouth, like, is still whispering, the tefillah is still coming out of your mouth. So if you don't wait this man of daladamas, we're afraid if you finish davening, there's still some words coming out of your mouth. So you'll be mashed in right then, it'll be too late. Yeah. So therefore, even if you get finished davening, you have to first wait daladamis, and then you can wait the time that takes you to walk daladamis, then you can be matam eraglayim. Yeah. Right, Simon. Shalu Talmidov Esrebi Zakai. The Talmidim Esrebi Zakai, the Maharach B'yomim. How come you were zoichet to have a long life? Is omalem miyomai lo yishtanefi mayim etoch daladamas shatfilo. I've never matam eraglayim in the daladamas from where I davened. This is like a chumra. Even though he said you're allowed to, he was machmir, he never did it. Or else maybe means the shear, or else means like we had before. It means the time, you have to wait. The shear, that amount of time after you daven in order to first be matam eraglayim. Never gave a nickname to my friend. I never missed making Kiddush. I had an old grandmother. She once sold a hat. And she brought me wine. In other words, she was so poor she didn't have money. So she sold, she was mice and nephew, she sold the hat in order to have money to have wine to make Kiddush on. Tanya was learned. When she died, like she, by the time she died, right since then she became rich, and she had 300 barrels of wine left over. There was this chus that she was moisa nefesh. When she didn't have anything to sell, the little bit she had to get wine, Hashem paid her back, she was zoicha later in life, she had so much wine. And Kishimei Tzu, when he died, the son died, Haniach Labar, he left over for his own children, Shlosh Yisapayim Garva Yayin, 3,000 barrels of wine. And all this was Mishchus, the Tzadek, his grandmother, that was Moisei Nefesh, to get wine for Kiddush. But he also, it says, he also never missed making Kiddush. Vayit Rafune Hevi Osa Risa, the Koi Kaim of the Rav. Rafuna once was not wearing a belt. Instead, he was wearing a string. He was wearing a string instead of wearing a belt. Is Omalei my high? Like, what happened to your belt? How come you're wearing a string there now? Omalei le heavily kedusha. I didn't have enough money to buy wine for kiddush. Umeshkanta liyamnayu, and I gave my belt for a mashkin for the wine, so I don't have my belt anymore. Therefore, I had to use a string. Is viasoy be kedusha? Because I pledged my belt. The guy gave me wine for kiddush. So that was the story with Rav Huna. Is Omalei, so Rav said that to Rav Huna, Ye Rava de Tita Mishroi, Shrava Brocha, that you should be smothered like, with Shiroi, with silk. No, they should be saying that they have a lot of Brocha back because of this. Is the Meister, what happened was like this, Ki Ichlo Rava Brei Rav Huna, when Rav Huna was marrying off his son, is Inish Gutz, no, Ki Ichlo Rava Brei, yeah, when he was marrying off his son, Rav Huna Inish Gutz, Rav Huna was a short person. Is Gana Apuri, he was lying on a bed. Is Asian Bante, his daughter, the Kalasa and his daughter-in-law came, Shochan Vishadi Minayu Alei, that they took off, they found clothing, and they threw it on top of Rav Huna, Adiyitzim Shiroi, until his mom is smothered, he was covered up completely with silk. So it was Mekuyim Rav's Bracha, that Rav Huna will be Zeich eventually to have a whole pile of silk clothing. Shoma Rav heard what happened here, that his Bracha was Mekuyim, that Rav Huna, like, got all the silk clothing. The Yitzvah, Rav got angry. Omar, he said back to Rav Huna, my time lo yamarta li. How come you didn't say back to me, ki b'chasecha, when Rav gave the bracha to Rav Huna, how come you didn't answer back, v'chein lamar? Rav Huna should have answered back, v'chein lamar, you should also be zecha with this bracha. Rav gave the bracha to Rav Huna. So now Rav Huna got rich, got bishroyim. So you had a taina to Rav Huna, how come you didn't say back to me, v'chein lamar? Mashu, when you get a bracha from somebody, you're supposed to say back, v'chein lamar, you should also be zecha to have the bracha. Shalu Tamid of Rashab Laza ben Shemua. But Maharach the Yom, how will you come your Zerchot have a long life? Omalehen mi Yomar lo Yasisa Kapanu lo Metakinesis. I never made a